This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 22, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The annual Sun and Fun show here in Lakeland didn't have to endure any mud and scud jokes this year. Aside from winds that at times got a little stiff for the ultralights, the weather cooperated. Opening day crowds were characteristically light but steady. Tuesday normally features a list of manufacturers competing for the best times in the press tent. This year, there were actually holes in that schedule, and the announcements were more incremental than breakthrough. Then again, maybe the companies came to the same realization I did regarding the media tent. And that was that there wasn't going to be an awful lot of audio recording done at the media tent this year. They put this lovely generator right next to it. And it wasn't much better for video, although it would at least allow reading the lips of the briefer. Among the announcements which were made, Avedine briefed the press on news already reported last week on Aero News regarding the availability of the new Integra Release 9 for Cirrus and Piper PA-46 models. In a frustrating bit of timing, the company got notice from the FAA that Release 9 had received its TSO 10 minutes after the press briefing was over, and most reporters had left. Aero News was still there, and if you followed our website, you got the news just moments after Avedine did. I asked Avedine's Director of Marketing Communications, Tom Harper, if approval for more OEMs and retrofits will be coming.
We're currently targeting the installed base of Integra-equipped aircraft, and there's nearly 5,000 airplanes out there that already have Integra on them, and they're the first logical candidates to get to Release 9. We think that's really the first logical choice. Obviously, over time, we'll want to add other models and do a full retrofit program on a full AML.
You can hear lots more background from Tom on Avedine's recent resurgence in today's Aero News special feature. Aspen Avionics chose Lakeland to announce incremental upgrades for its Evolution flight display system, which provides a neat glass upgrade path for legacy steam gauge panels. A new mounting option will allow buyers to install the displays flush with the instrument panel, and support is being added for interfacing dual analog DME and ADF receivers. That's a request from European buyers and U.S. operators of Class 3 aircraft. A meatier bit of news was two new products projected for release in 2010. A new multi-tube dual AHARS version of the EFD-1000 will drive what may be a final nail in the coffin of mechanical gyros, eliminating their need for backup. Aspen also says it's developing an optional upgrade to allow the EFD-1000 to serve as an attitude reference source for autopilots. That's targeted at replacing the KI-256 used with many Bendix King autopilots. The company points out the target price of $5,000 will make the upgrade competitive with the cost of rebuilding the older instrument or buying a refurb. Aero News will have more on these new products as we move toward their release dates. In contrast to the recent announcement from Cirrus, the development of the company's SRS light sport aircraft will be entering a hold. Cessna emphasized yesterday that it remains committed to its 162 Skycatcher. The company has lost one prototype and had another damaged after two different test pilots had to bail out due to unrecoverable spins. Cessna says 500 spin tests have been performed in various configurations, and the data retrieved, along with more wind tunnel testing, will be evaluated before further spin tests are attempted. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA certifies Cirrus TKS for Fiki. Seawind rises yet again. And SAFE's new chairman greets visitors at Lakeland. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, part two of Jim Campbell's conversation with Avedine's Tom Harper. Learn about the new wrinkles the company plans to bring to enhanced and synthetic vision in Integra Release 10. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.